Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason, and today we're really excited because we're going to talk and help you work with the age of Aquarius and what it means for you personally.
And you know, Patricia, this is the best thing we can do to honor the memory of Martin Luther King is to advocate for the age of Aquarius. And we're going to tell you why that's true.
Okay. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you were commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, not only for me, but for the audience as well. What is the age of Aquarius and why should I be interested?
Okay, there's a lot here to unpack, but basically it represents, it's a astrology concept and it represents 2,160 years. And it's an energy age. In other words, what's changing is what we call energy. Now, science doesn't really acknowledge these kinds of energies, but they have no answers for, you know, what anger is, for example. They see it as a mood, that sort of thing. And for a lot of times, you know, I've been hearing this all my life. Oh, good energy, man. You know, that's just not for hippies. People understand, you know, the energy of this place isn't good. The energy is great. The energy is bad. That sort of thing.
Far out, man.
And yes, it brings about changes in culture, society, and politics. It specifically affects computers, information, flight, democracy, freedom, humanitarianism, idealism, rebellion, nonconformity, and even, again, astrology itself.
Wait a minute. Let's back this doggy bus up for just a moment here. What do you mean flight? What are you talking about?
I know that gets you. It's, you know, just the idea that we can fly from place to place is kind of old school now. You know, everybody takes that for granted. But there might be a time that we can all fly to the moon or go to Mars or
for dinner,
beyond.
For
yes.
dinner? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Yeah. It's strange restaurants on Mars, but anyways, you know, it represents huge advances in technology that we can't even conceive of right now.
Okay. So wait, why is this important to me personally?
That's the most important part of this.
Okay.
If you're excited about change, innovation, and possibilities for you, this will benefit you personally. I guarantee you everyone out there listening has been limited, held back, suppressed by structures that don't serve you personally.
Okay.
You know, one of the things I think about I will give a lot of examples next time, but the possibilities for your life are amazing.
Okay.
Now, if you want to return to some sort of historical good feeling in the past, this isn't for you, and chances are you're gonna respond negatively to some of these new possibilities
and the information that we're actually giving today. But if you're if you're interested and you want to be able to respond, keep listening to the show.
I guarantee you that there's a benefit for every single one that's listening right now.
Yes. Yes.
So okay.
Okay. So Jason has a metaphor for us.
Well, and I've been trying to figure out how to describe this age of Aquarius to people so they get it. And so I came up with a metaphor. And when you're talking about energy, metaphors usually work. So here's my metaphor.
Okay.
And first of all, to be completely honest, this is about surfing. And I've never surfed before. So I'm not a surfer. I don't understand it. You know, so if there's some... So for you surfers out there, if there's something that isn't quite right, please forgive me. It's not a perfect metaphor, but it's pretty close.
Okay.
So imagine with the age of Aquarius, you can ride the wave at its best. Mm. And you can have the most exciting, satisfying, spiritual, and use this surfing as the best preparation for all aspects of your life as a person.
Okay.
And it'll help you every way possible.
Okay.
So in other words, if you're a surfer, you can have all these benefits. But here's the other thing. Again, this is a metaphor, but in this age of amazing waves, that everyone has access to these waves, that they're close to everyone, no matter where you live, that the boards are free.
Meaning the surfboard is free.
Surfboard is free.
Okay.
And you don't require to get surfing lessons from someone. You can learn on your own.
Oh, you don't have to be certified either, correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
It doesn't require education, privilege, being accepted by others, any type of licensing. Mm-hmm. It's not limited by the number of people you can do it. In other words, you don't have to hurry up and do it because there's only a few people that can do this. Everybody can do it.
Okay.
And riding the waves is a complete and absolute choice by the individual. And Patricia wanted me to add this one in. You don't have to look good in a wetsuit. And by the way, she looks great in a wetsuit, but just, you know, if that ever was a consideration, everyone looks good in this metaphor in a wetsuit.
Okay.
And you don't have to have any money to get started. Everyone can do it. It's okay. Completely possible for everyone to choose it. But here's the most important part of this metaphor.
Okay.
You have to choose to learn to surf. You can't sit on the beach and watch the other people surf.
Well, you could, but you're not going to get anywhere.
You're not going to get the benefit.
And you won't understand even what they're doing.
This is an amazing experience, but you have to choose it.
Yeah.
You can't stand on the sidelines. And so many people, when they talk about the age of Aquarius, they have this, it's a form of a armchair experience. Well, yeah, it sounds good. You know, everything's going to be more humanitarian, more democratic. Oh, that sounds great. Yeah, I'll just wait.
Okay,
I'm just gonna sit back and wait.
Far out, man.
Yes, but you have to choose it.
Okay.
It's not something that just happens to you automatically. Mm-hmm. And by choosing to be part of this energy, it's amazing. Now, it's likened to this idea that internally, there's a place in you that no one else can control.
Mm.
We're taught because of programming to look outside of ourselves for the answers, for the support, for other people to tell us what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And most of us, we struggle to act on our own because we're waiting for to have permission.
Yes.
For someone else to tell
yes.
us to do it,
yes.
for someone else to say we have to do it.
Right.
You know, we don't act on our own.
Okay.
But when you make these internal changes, all of a sudden, the world is your oyster. That everybody, no matter who your daddy was, how much money you have, what your living circumstances are, what your color is, your ethnicity, your sexual orientation, none of those things matter.
Right.
It's completely democratic.
I love it. Well, you know what? I want you to talk about Martin Luther King for a moment. Because I have a story that connects to it, but if you would just talk about it for a minute, so I can tell my story.
So everything that Martin Luther King represents, you know, was about people learning to surf. In other words, he stood for racial equality, for mm-hmm. a form of democracy where it wasn't a matter of the color of your skin, but the content of your soul.
Right.
And that's what the Age of Aquarius represents. But you have to go inward and make that content available and worthy and healed.
Well, and that part about the inward part, that's one of the things that the ecosystem approach does that is so phenomenal. And I have to tell you, in the beginning, I had no idea what the ecosystem approach was going to do. But I have to say, not only are the results amazing, but the other part that's amazing is so is the rest of your life. And we don't even know how amazing our lives are until you start using the ecosystem approach.
And if you're scratching your head right now and saying, I don't get this.
Right.
Well, of course you don't.
Right.
Because this is such a radical idea.
Yeah.
That it doesn't fit into a box that we've been trained in already.
Right.
But it's easy to follow. And we'll talk about that, you know, in the next couple sessions.
Right. So I have a story. And when Jason and I were discussing the program today, this popped in my head. I hadn't thought about it for years. I remember distinctively standing in front of a black and white TV. I was very young, and the first segregation things, processes had started happening in the South, and there was the blacks going to the white colleges, or one white college to start. And I remember standing in front of the TV, looking at that and realizing how wrong that people had been treated because of their color, because of their religion, because of all of these things. And it really, really, really affected me. But I knew in my heart, meaning through my intuition and the essence of who I am, I knew that what was going on was the beginning of something amazing, because what was happening in our country and around the world was wrong.
So remember, someone doesn't do this to you.
Yes.
It's an internal change.
And we learn through the ecosystem approach about this internal change. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The Age of Aquarius is an energy that represents amazing new changes, but is primarily internal. The Age of Aquarius carries a promise for equality and innovation never before possible, but you have to choose it. The Age of Aquarius is an opportunity for positive change, but you need something like the ecosystem approach, and we think the ecosystem approach is the best out there right now,
right,
to participate fully.
Okay.
And the ecosystem approach is a way to make you aware of energy, how to use it on your day-to-day basis, and to be open for all the benefits of the Age of Aquarius.
I love it. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about examples of how the Age of Aquarius can change our perspectives and how they already have. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. If you haven't been practicing active listening or not getting into some bad habits, it's a good idea to go back to the basics and remind yourself how to be a good listener. Here's an idea that might help. When your child comes to you with a story about her day, set aside whatever you're doing and give her your full attention. If you're in the middle of something that can't be put aside, tell her that you really want to be able to give her story your full attention and ask if you could continue the conversation at a specific time. So for example, this sounds like an important story and I'd really like to give it my full attention. Can we talk about it in 10 minutes when supper's in the oven? Active listening might sound like common sense, but often it's these simple skills that get buried in our parenting pack and easily forgotten or overlooked. Challenge yourself to practice this skill for a full week and see if you notice a difference in how much your child is sharing.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're going to give you some examples of how the age of Aquarius can change our perspectives and how it's already happened or it's happening. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, is there like a current news story that represents the age of Aquarius that everyone can relate to?
There's lots of them, but the most one that's most timely today on the 20th of January is Harry and Meghan. And they're saying that the rules of the monarchy are no longer valid and they want to live their life. If you don't know, Prince Harry and Meghan were part of the royal family, and they decided to say, hey, they decided to quit. We're not going to be part of the royal family anymore. We're going to go out and do it on our own.
Okay.
And, you know, if you understood the, this is before the age of Aquarius was the Piscean age, and that age represent a patriarchal control of the masses, a very hierarchical patriarchal control. And that those are fancy words, but what it means is men told us how to act, told us we're in charge.
Okay.
And they were the kings, the leaders, you know.
Dictators.
The dictators, the people in charge.
Yes.
You know.
The czars.
We're still talking about how many women CEOs there are, how many women are in the boardroom. You look at the Senate and the House, and just recently they've had a big increase in females, but
right.
You look at the Senate and they're all stodgy old white men. That is the antithesis. That's the opposite of the age of Aquarius.
Okay, so can you give us some other examples that apply?
That's more political. The internet, smartphones. Mm. The internet's amazing, and it's a very democratic. It's technology, but we can talk to people that we never could before in real time.
It's, yeah.
You know, Facebook and social media. We can connect with people in ways that we've never been able to do. The idea that it's hard to keep secrets anymore, that the truth eventually comes out, happens all the time. Right. Story about the democracy in Taiwan, where China tried to squelch some of the democratic principles in Taiwan, and they've been protesting ever since.
Right.
It doesn't go away.
People are dying over it.
Yes.
Which is kind of sad. So, Jason, let's talk more about the age of Aquarius regarding power and things like that.
It's about the flattening of power structures. Mm-hmm. It's about more democracy, less hierarchy.
Okay.
That means, you know, instead of saying, okay, who's first in charge, who's second in charge, who's third in charge.
Okay.
You know, when I was in the military, they taught us this. This was a big deal. You know, if you were in a group of people, you had to kind of know a group of soldiers. You had to kind of know
who was in charge.
And they had complex rules that they made everybody learn, so that if your date of service, it was seniority. It wasn't based on performance. It was seniority. And the person with the highest rank was in charge. And then if you had people of same rank, then it was who was in the longest. And then, you know, it went from there.
Hmm.
So it was very hierarchical. There's less male dominance. OMG.
Meaning in the age of Aquarius.
Yes.
Okay.
This idea that male and female are equal is it's for some of you, it's old news, but it's still, oh my gosh, it's still out there. I still, you know, hear news stories.
Yes.
More individual power.
Okay.
Honesty and acknowledgement of problems. That's a biggie. You know, up to now, well, in the past, there's always been a concerted effort that if there's a problem, you're better off just hiding it than acknowledging it and confronting it.
Cover it up.
Yes.
Yes.
Real transparency, openness to new ideas. Oh, why don't we do it this way? You know, oh, you can't do it that way. That's change. The possibilities with social media, you know, social media has, we're not big social media people, but the possibility of social media in terms of democracy, because it doesn't, all of a sudden, the governments and the states and the countries don't matter as much because you can connect with people from different countries and you're on the same basis. There's going to be less tribalism and more openness to individual thought.
Okay.
Less dependence on states, governments, organizations. It's all of that.
Okay. Well, you know, Jason, changing the world with clearing, meaning using energy, you know, the idea is really radical.
It is. You know, a lot of people object to astrology. The reason we use astrology is because it gives you a language about energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, we know that there's these influences that happen. You know, people say, well, on a full moon, people get crazy. When Mercury's in retrograde, there's truth to that. That's hard to ignore. And the more open you are to understanding how the flow of energy in the world
and how it affects you.
Yes. It's a big deal.
Right. Right. Right.
One of the most important points, however, is, that as you move forward, if you understand energy, there's always what we call an energy polarity. You've heard about this in physics. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
Right.
That's energy. Mm-hmm. And when we hear Make America Great Again, that's a reaction to this fact that these progressive ideas in our democracy have gotten a backlash.
They're getting a backlash because people are afraid of them.
They're afraid of the change.
They
and
are.
And the reason they're afraid is because they've been programmed to be afraid, well, that it has to be one way, not the other. If you worked internally, that fear wouldn't be present.
That fear wouldn't be present, and you would have the ability to have clarity about how to deal with any and all situations that come into your life or that affect you.
The biggest thing that people don't understand, we've talked about programming before, mm-hmm. but programming takes away personal freedom.
Right.
When you have to go outside of yourself for permission, if you're trying to learn something, but the programming frames it in a certain way, when you're trying to talk about health, only a doctor can talk about health the way our laws are. It creates a barrier for people to think differently about how to heal and how to be more healthy.
Right.
It creates power structures. The power structures create frames that are maintained that keep us in place.
Exactly.
And when you start working internally, no one can touch that part.
Yeah.
Your essence, some people call it soul, mm-hmm. is part of the human design and the ecosystem approach. We understand essence because it's an energy,
right?
And we know how to work with it. But our essences collectively, our souls collectively, are toxic. They've been covered up with negative energy for so many
programming,
so many years.
And negative rules. And I mean, we can go on and on.
So when you go to act internally, it's highly flawed.
Yeah.
Not because it has to be that way, but because this programming is so invasive.
It's so hard to see.
One of the things that Patricia and I know that we've been doing the ecosystem approach for 20 years now, we've been helping clients for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that the ecosystem approach is very complicated. It's just that what's complicated is you have to unlearn all the stuff that you take for granted is part of your idea about how you live your life,
right?
That is innate, that we don't even challenge. Then we all of a sudden we start to grow by removing this negative energy. Say, oh, mm-hmm. why have I been doing it that way all my life?
Well, you know, that gets to the point of free thought.
Yes.
And that free thought, nobody can take away our ability to think. Unless, you know, they decide to kill us, that kind of thing. But what I'm getting at is that we all have the ability to have free thought.
Even if they kill you, and I'm being kind of, this is a ghoulish example, but they can't still change how you think.
No, they can't. Because our thinking is connected to the essence, meaning
thinking,
our soul
feeling,
of who we are. And so understand what I'm getting at here is that this... because of the programming and all of the things, we've been trained to believe that our thoughts, our free thoughts, our ability to have free thought isn't right. And what I'm saying is this with the ecosystem approach, man, it is one of the most amazing things ever. And thank you to the Age of Aquarius, we're going to be able to start to do some of these things in amazing, amazing ways.
And like the example that we used in the last segment, it's open to everybody. Everybody can do it. But if you want to be a surfer in the age of Aquarius, you have to learn how to, you have to choose to surf.
I can't resist. Hang 10, baby.
You can't sit on the beach. No. You have to jump in.
Yeah.
Because the promise of the age of Aquarius happens when lots of people say, okay, I'm going to work on me individually first.
Yeah.
And that's when the possibilities for these principles that we talked about in terms of technology and democracy can happen.
I love it.
And if nobody chooses to do it, then it won't happen. It'll take a lot longer than we do now. Let me give an example, okay?
Okay.
The climate change and the environment. We know as intuitives that we're connected to the physical world in ways that are energetic, and that we know that there's a problem. When scientists come and say, there's a huge problem with climate change, Patricia, I know that, we just know it's true. But what's the response to the people that deny climate change? Education.
Right.
Well, education can be just another form of programming, which is part of the problem in the first place.
Right.
But if you start
uncovering your stuff,
your essence,
right,
you can just know.
Okay.
Same thing with racial justice, that sort of thing. So much to talk about.
There is. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The Age of Aquarius offers the promise for individual empowerment and true free thought. The use of energy for the individuals offers empowerment in all areas never before available.
Mm.
Programming seeks to abandon essence and is contrary to individual freedom. And the ecosystem approach teaches you how to use energy in practical, everyday applications that can seem like magic in today's world.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to teach you how to become your own guru, which is all about the Age of Aquarius approach for you. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Well. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio, Shift from Confusion to Clarity, Self-Doubt to Confidence, and from Anxiety to Peace and Balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly. Relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to teach you how to become your own guru, which represents an Age of Aquarius approach for you. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach.
You know, and Patricia, I want to jump in here right now.
Okay.
Because we say this before every segment, human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. That's the Age of Aquarius.
It is, isn't
that's, it? That's the epitome of the Age of Aquarius. Your potential is infinite.
Right.
But with today's world, you're structured, you're confined. You know, maybe you can't afford an education. Maybe you can't afford an education. Or you're limited in some way. Maybe you're
exactly.
You can afford to be a great scientist, but you're female. Or you're, you know.
And by the way, he didn't mean that personally, that you're limited. A limited female he was talking about.
Other people will limit you for
exactly,
your gender, for
exactly.
all sorts of reasons.
That's what he's talking about. Yeah. And by the way, the Age of Aquarius is for what? For all of us to become energetically, have an energetic understanding of who we are so we can be equal.
Yes.
Okay. So, all right. Well, wait a minute. Here's my question, but I think he already answered it. What do you mean become your own guru?
So when you become your own guru, you look inward to the ultimate guru, which is your essence.
Well, wait a minute. I always thought that you should find an expert of some kind or some type of, quote, master guru for wisdom and knowing.
That's what changes in the Age of Aquarius.
You go internally.
You don't go externally.
Okay.
Because externally is never perfect for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the truth is our essence is the ultimate guru, our soul, but we've never been trained to use our essence.
No, we haven't.
You know, and in fact, our programming, our education, everything that we've learned up to now has been to deny our essence. How do you do that? Well, when you say, doesn't matter how you feel, just do it anyways.
Yeah, just do it.
Yeah, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sorry, Nike, that doesn't work. Just do it does not work. You know, The way you're designed, and this is the way human beings are designed to function organically and have infinite potential,
okay,
is that when you go to do something, you check in and say, how does this feel to me? And you get a response.
Yes.
Now, the problem is that you can do that today, but when we look at your essence, we see that there's so much negative energy. It's so toxic. It needs to be uncovered.
Right. In other words, removed. That negative energy needs to be removed.
And the ecosystem approach is all about a systematic way of removing that negative energy.
Exactly.
It's sick and toxic because of years of programming and personal development that was really toxic programming.
You're talking about our essence.
Yes.
Okay.
And as you uncover it, your intuition increases, your ability to access information and problem solve is greatly increased.
It's truly amazing. And you don't even realize, I'll be honest, you really don't even realize when it really starts to happen, it just does. And the next thing you know, you go, was that clearing thing that I did?
Exactly. You just know.
Yes, you just know.
And you know, there's no limit to what you can achieve when you start to see the possibilities.
True.
With this kind of energy. Mm-hmm. I see this merging with science and government and all sorts of medicine,
mm-hmm.
you
oh,
know,
yeah.
where the cure for cancer is not going to come from someone who's looking under a microscope, but combining what they know on the inside
with
what they know on the outside.
Exactly.
That's, you know, true genius.
And by the way, we're not putting scientists down.
It's incomplete in the Age of Aquarius.
Exactly. Yes. So start using the ecosystem approach.
You know, one of the things that I want to share with you is that for Patricia and I, we started almost, you know, our pursuit of the ecosystem approach was one of the beginning pursuits of the Age of Aquarius.
Yes.
Even though we didn't know it, we couldn't name it back then.
Right.
We never learned from a teacher.
No.
I started this. I just, I had a clairvoyant tell me that, I was going to have these abilities. I was developing these abilities, and I just started following my intuition. And then I just found the tools. I started clearing. And then I looked, I would say, well, I'd have a problem. I'd clear my way. I'd say, okay, I want to do this. What's the next tool that I need? I would clear. And there it was. The tool was there. Mm-hmm. And then I met Patricia, who's been a natural intuitive all of her life, even from a child. You'll hear stories about that. We've talked about stories about that. And then we started learning together by how? By clearing the blocks and then hearing, listening, using our intuition.
Right.
And we still do that. It's amazing. We go forward. We get blocked. We clear that away. Mm-hmm. And then we listen.
And by the way, we do this with all aspects of our life. We're not just talking about spirituality, you know, learning how to do the understand the age of Aquarius. We're talking about everything that we do.
Health, money, relationships.
Yes.
You know, and part of our relationship that's so amazing. I really love my wife, is the fact that when we when I do something wrong, which is usually the case, we just clear it away and then we're back.
And by the way, it's not always him doing things wrong. I have to admit, you know, if I want to be honest, but the point,
it's usually negative energy gets in between us.
Exactly. And that's right.
When you clear it, it creates an amazing relationship. It's a big deal. But here's the thing that I'm really excited about right
okay.
now.
Okay.
I wrote an article about how to be your own guru.
Okay.
Being your own guru is the epitome of the age of Aquarius. And so I wrote this article. If you want it, sign up for our newsletter. Mm-hmm. Go to www.livinglighter.org. Go to the newsletter tab. All we ask for is your name and email address. It's completely free. And there's going to be a link in there to this article about how to be your own guru. You can't find it anyplace else. It's on a hidden page on our website. You have to sign up for our newsletter. But oh my gosh, it's an amazing article. And we hope that if you read this and you understand that, you know, if you're listening today for the first time, or even you've listened to a couple shows, you maybe scratch your head and said, I don't really get this ecosystem approach.
Right.
Well, it's not something that you learn in the traditional way, like from a book. Right. You just keep clearing with us. And in next segment, we're going to do some clearing.
You know what, Jason? I got a great story about that.
Yeah.
Someone that you and I both respect highly has been working with us doing the ecosystem approach. And we happened to be working together. And I actually saw when he figured it out. I didn't know exactly what he figured it out. So I went back and asked him later. And I said, what is it that you discovered? Because I saw this change come over you. And because, by the way, that's my intuition. And he said to me, he said, I just realized I've been doing this and this and this and this and this for more than 20 or 30 years. And everything that I've done before has been some sort of quote process or something that's on the outside of me telling me I'm doing something wrong. And he said, I figured it out. It was the inside, whatever I need to know is on the inside. And by using the ecosystem approach, that this is how I'm going to get there.
The most important part of that is the fact that he got to that point by clearing.
Exactly.
Not by trying to figure it out in his head.
Exactly.
It's not a logical process. So
it was really amazing.
So key points.
Oh, wait a minute. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Human beings are designed in a natural and organic way to be their own guru. Mm-hmm. It's natural. It's the way you're designed. Because of programming and negative energy, everyone's essence is toxic mm-hmm. and cannot function the way it should right now.
Okay.
Being your own guru requires clearing negative energies constantly, consistently, and specifically. Mm-hmm. And the ecosystem approach teaches you to use your essence. And it will teach you to work with energy to benefit from the age of Aquarius.
Oh, I love all of it. So, Jason, let's teach those who don't know or remind those that do. How do we work with energy?
We're going to teach it to you real quick. We're going to do some clearing on the next segment. You don't have to think about this. You don't have to figure it out. You don't have to read a book. Just keep clearing with us every week. Mm-hmm. So here we go. You just use your imagination. You sit any posture you want. When we say and to eliminate, gather up those things that we say to eliminate, whether it's emotions or veils and illusions or barriers, just gather those things up in your body and blow them into a trash can. Now, if there's a trash can where you're sitting, that's fine. If you're driving, use an imaginary trash can.
Right.
Take a gentle breath. Don't hyperventilate. Breathing harder won't make it work anymore.
No.
And then we'll go on to the next emotion.
Okay. And then when we're done with that, we're going to activate life force. And we're going to activate life force. Life force is the most powerful energy that any of us has access to, no matter where you are. And what we're going to do is we're going to call upon it. We're going to ask it to come in through the top of our head. By the way, it's clean. It's always clean. There is no two ways about it. Access it, call it in to the top of our head. Let it go all the way down our torso and our arms and our legs. Let it go to the tips of our toes. Stop it at the tips of our toes. Turn it around and then take a breath and blow out any negative energy that's left over. By the way, we see this as clear, pure light. Stay tuned when we come back. We're going to do some clearings that will help you be your own guru and be part of the Age of Aquarius as well. You're listening to Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. This is Transformation Talk Radio. Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to do some clearing that will help you be your own guru and be part of the Age of Aquarius. So, Jason, let's get started.
Here we go. We're going to be working with energy. So just follow along with me. Here we go. I direct all my resources and all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that the Age of Aquarius has great potential for me personally. Gather up those veils and illusions.
Take a breath.
And blow them into that trash can, imaginary or not.
And to eliminate the fears and worries and anxieties that I have that I don't understand because it feels way too complicated, I release and let go that confusion and my neediness for everything to be complicated. Take a breath from the tips of your toes. Take a breath. And blow it out.
You know, it's funny. We've worked with some children and they just get it. And then they just start doing it. And it's like, oh my gosh.
Yes.
So, and to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that the worst of the world can be changed if I change me first. OMG.
Love it.
To gather up those veils and illusions.
Blow them out. And to eliminate any anger that I have that comes from the structure of things that requires I change internally. Take a breath. Jason, shouldn't that have been externally?
Well, what it means is that the anger because I've been confined by the structure of things.
Oh.
But if I change internally, that not being, I'm not going to be confined like I was.
I love that because, by the way, I've experienced this one personally. Take a nice big breath, everyone.
And to eliminate any bitterness and the need for revenge I have because of the lack of fairness and equality in the world today.
Yes.
Gather up that bitterness and need for revenge, blow it into that trash can.
I'm going to add one to that. And to eliminate the trainings that I have that says I have to have needs for revenge. I have to use revenge because that's the best way to get back at someone. When the truth is, it doesn't serve anything. It stops us. Taking care of your own revenge first, meaning getting rid of it, is the best thing, one of the best things you can do. Take a breath.
Well, along with that,
okay,
and to eliminate the false belief that I can get even with the power structures by having anger and need for revenge, which only gets turned on me. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the anger and rage that I have about being judged, suppressed, and blocked from my potential and about my potential. Take a breath.
Your potential comes from that internal part that we
talked
about.
And it's amazing, just amazing.
And to eliminate any neediness, shame, or unworthiness that I have because of the structural unfairness.
Mm-hmm.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the guilt and shame that keeps me from my potential in the current structure of things. In other words, learning how to work with the things that are around you in your best interest. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my potential comes from energy change that happens internally.
Love it.
Take a breath. You know, we started this last a couple shows ago and doing some clearings to change the world, which, oh, by the way, is right in line with the age of Aquarius.
And it's working.
And it's working. And people have loved this. We've gotten a lot of positive feedback.
Yes.
If you understand that you can change the world by changing the energy, we don't even think about energy today.
Yeah.
But if this in this age of Aquarius, we're going to understand
yes.
how energy works. So exactly. Here we go.
So.
And we had one of our clients say that he couldn't imagine, you know, putting your hand all the way around the world. So just keep trying and if you keep clearing enough, it's not something that you have to figure out. It's something that if you do it enough times, you keep clearing, you'll figure it out. So let's start with this.
Exactly.
And to eliminate the barriers, the veils and illusions, so I can figure out how to imagine clearing the whole world at one time. Oh. Take a breath.
I release and let go all of those blocks that are keeping me from being able to use my imagination in my highest and best interest and the world's highest and best interest. Take a breath.
And to eliminate all the racism, prejudice, hate, and bitterness in the world today, to help what Martin Luther King started. So imagine your hand going all the way around the world and ending up at a big dumpster and taking all that negative energy of racism, prejudice, hate, and bitterness
out
and put it in that dumpster.
Take a breath.
Take a breath. Do the same thing all the way around the world with your hand, and to eliminate any anger, rage, shame, guilt, or fear in the world today that's toxic.
Yes. Take a breath.
And I'm kind of on a roll. So yeah, and to eliminate the poverty, racism, hate, hunger, indifference to the planet, indifference to the climate that's in the world today. Again, take your hand all the way around the world, put it in that dumpster.
And, you know, because I do the activate life force segment, I'm going to activate life force right now. So it goes like this. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force so I personally can use my hand to activate life force for the world, meaning so that I can help change the world and others in the world can help change the world for the better, to get rid of all of the negative energies that have been holding all of us hostage for way too long. Nice and easy. Take a breath. Now imagine taking your hand and making it go all the way around the world, blowing out any, blowing positive energy all the way around the world. One more time on that one. And to activate life force so I can trust that healing my essence will help create new power, not only for me, but the world as well, and possibilities for me and the world. Positive possibilities. Take a nice breath. Let all that life force come right in through the top of your head. Go all the way down your body. Stop it at the tips of your toes. Blow out any negative energy left over.
And to activate life force so I can have the confidence that my essence can be the ultimate guru for me. Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can see my potential comes from my essence and by removing negative energy.
Excellent. Breathe. Pull it in through the top of your head and go to the tips of your toes and blow it out. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and creative and love and laugh and love myself and love others and be peaceful and have the knowing, the clarity of the knowing, starting with myself of who I am and what it is I have the ability to do, not only for myself, but for the world. Take a breath in through the top of your head, down your torso, to the tips of your toes and blow out any negative energy left over. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
We're going to talk about beauty secrets.
What?
Now, we're talking about energy today in the age of Aquarius.
Right.
This is the most amazing thing you can do for your own personal beauty, mm-hmm. is changing the energy of you. Now, we're going to switch sides. You know, I'm going to be the... Patricia's going to be the...
I'm going to be the Johnny Carson.
She's going to be in the hot seat, and I'm going to throw comments at her just like she does at me. So this will be fun next week. But we're going to talk about the energy of beauty.
Yes.
It's an amazing concept. It'll save you facelifts, all sorts of cosmetic treatments that, you know, could add up to lots and lots of money.
But it will promote exercise and taking care of yourself.
Yes.
So I will definitely say that. So if some parts of you gets the importance of clearing your essence with the ecosystem approach, mark your calendar. This is Living Lighter Radio. And it's every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
So for everyone out there, I want you to all to be surfers. And the way you do that is becoming your own guru. And you have to sign up for our newsletter right now to get that special article about how to become your own. It's not a how-to. It's about becoming your own guru.
Right.
It's going to change you. If you're going to – this whole concept, it's not going to happen overnight. We're still – this process of developing inside of you is infinite. There's no limit to it. There's no artificial stop point. It's not like a goal to be achieved. But OMG, when you start to do it, it feels like magic.
So don't forget, I'm sorry, next Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Hey, you didn't let me tell them where to get it. Go to livinglighter.org, www.livinglighter.org, to sign up for our newsletter at the newsletter tab, and it's free. All we ask for is your name and your email address. So, wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.